您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。 Mothers have lied to their children since the invention of language, so some people think. Then sometimes the lies are for the mother's convenience, such as the admonition that it is not safe to swim for an hour after lunch. Other times the lies are to protect the child's ego from a harsh reality because the child can't sing on key or play the correct notes on the recorder. But mostly mothers lie to their kids in order to allow the kids to believe that anything is possible if they work hard enough and eat the right foods.
Oh, God.Gag me with a spoon.
Yeah. I mean, but it sounds like something that all mothers would tell to their children. But what about your moms? And what about you if you are a parent? Have you told lies?
I remember when I was a kid, very, very young, maybe 4 or 5, I just remember there was a question, like I would ask my mom, like she would tell me something. And then I would ask her, Mom, how do you know that?And she'd say, well, I'm your mom. I know everything. And that's probably the biggest lie,
the
biggest lie she's ever told me.
Yeah. Right. Well, I really had to dig deep into my memory because I don't think my mom has really told me even white lies, because I think she's just had this idea from the beginning that you need to get this little kid prepared for the real world out there. So I remember when I grew up in the States when I was really young, some American parents, moms,particularly would hug the little kid and, you know, say that you are the most beautiful girl or, you know, cutest boy in the world or something like that. And my mom would never do that to me. She's never even called me beautiful or anything like that. And I think, you know, it's just maybe it's
pretty harsh.
Well, see, there's a difference.
She's never called you beautiful?
No, never.
And my mom has never called me beautiful.
Really?
Yeah, I think there's a huge...
Maybe it's a culture thing.
It's an American thing or something? Do Americans...
Why wouldn't you? I mean, you look at your son or your daughter and you say, wow, you look great.
Yeah,
why wouldn't you say that to your child?
There is the you look great, but never like so exaggerated
like,
as you are the most beautiful being on earth.
Well, that's different, obviously.
Yeah. But my point here is that I think my mom...I don't know, maybe because she's a Chinese mother, that she's, you know, very, like, realistic about these things, but sort of soften the edges when she is communicating that very real idea to you. So I always trust her as, you know, the trusted friend that would tell me the reality. And I think that's something very important because as you grow up, you realize friends and coworkers and people you meet outside probably won't do that to you. And it's sort of an ultimate form of love, just to be truthful to your kid.
Yeah, I think so. I think Hoyan has a great mom that would, tell
She's great.
Truth. Yeah.
I mean, if we look at why do parents lie to their kids, a lot of times it's personal interest. I think, you know, because they want their child to do something
exactly.
And they don't think it's going to be that harmful.
Exactly.
Or you're dealing with a conversational topic, a topic of interest that the parents just aren't really comfortable talking about or don't necessarily have a good answer to. Honestly, I don't recommend either. I mean, I think that if you're going to try to convince your child to do something, it should be based upon truth, based upon the facts. If you're dealing with a subject, if you're asked a question you're not comfortable dealing with, tell your kids, look, I'm not really sure. Let's talk about this later.
Yeah, and just don't really lie. I think just try to say it in a softer way, but not portray a picture that is just unattainable and get that stuck in your kid's head when she or he is older, just will feel disappointed.
Yeah, that's true. And the biggest lie my mom ever told me was when I was a kid and I don't want to get up, she'll always say, if you don't get up this minute, you'll be late. And 5 minutes later, I get up, I'm not late, you know. That's
the biggest lie?
Yeah, it's the biggest lie.
That's a pretty small lie.
My mom is cool.